Welcome to the Living Word with Chuck Davis.
Matthew 8:1-13, Jesus and Bread, Part 2. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, he called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come far, far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. And they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. And there were about 4,000 people. And he sent them away and immediately got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to argue with him, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation. And he left them, got into the boat again, and went to the other side. This is the second bread multiplication that Mark records. Again, Jesus is moved with compassion. In both instances, there's a compassion. Again, he's in the wilderness, which likens back to the wilderness wanderings and the manna that was given from God. Jesus is pointing to himself as being the living bread who will care for them. And in the same manner as the previous one, he simply finds the resources. It's interesting, there are 7 loaves and they end up with 7 baskets. It's a picture of perfection and multiplication. Jesus once again gives thanks, he blesses, and he gives to the disciples, and they turn to give the bread. They become participants, and everyone ate and was satisfied. Superabundance is portrayed in this. It's symbolizing God's provision from the past, his new provision in the present through Jesus, and his future provision that's coming in the eschatological feast that's being prepared for all people. But it's not just about the sign. It's not just about what Jesus has done here. Some scholars have a hard time with 2 feeding miracles so close to each other. I explained how they break this out somewhat in the student and scholar section of the website. Mark's a smart person, and he's ordered the materials. He's not confused. He's not retelling the same story with different details and different traditions. These are 2 different events that has happened. So why would he include a second multiplication so close? Remember, one of the subtexts of this passage is the failure of the disciples. And so you might say, it's okay the first time through that they didn't have faith to believe that he could produce bread in this form. But now they've already seen it happen, and Jesus' rebuke is coming in just a few moments for them. A few verses down the line, we're going to see that rebuke. Jesus, in passing authority onto his disciples, is asking them to do kingdom things, and he wants them to take initiative. Though they get to participate, they show a lack of understanding, and he's going to challenge them later about their thinking simply about physical bread, when he wants them thinking about deeper things, him as the bread of life. I think the so what in this is just a reminder of how much we fail like the disciples. And the warning in some ways becomes the now what. We don't want to allow our familiarity with Christ and the routine to take away potential faith or lead us to spiritual blindness. That's what he's going to say of his disciples. What if they become spiritually blind? They're not able to see what he's doing in the times in which we live. I think Jesus' warning to us is we need to come to him expecting him to provide in superabundance to the spiritual needs that we have, and to exercise faith and participate in his multiplication of fruitfulness in our lives. Lord, today we bring whatever is empty in our lives, whatever seems like lack, and we're asking you to fill it up, most of all with your presence. Because when your presence is with us, there is no lack. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.